Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Hello, church. I hope you're doing so well. Everybody, I want you to do this. Let's do this. Put our hands together for all our guests. If you're a guest today joining us at C3SYD, huge welcome. Come on, put your hands together, everybody. Let's make everyone who's here, maybe for the first time, second time, even third time, welcome. And we love you. And we're just praying that you have a great day today. We are one church in many locations. And so as a church, we launch a new, what we call campaign, together. So we do that using video, and we do that across all our locations. We are one church in many locations, seven at this point in time, across Sydney. So we are talking about, as we launch, we are talking about encounter. And we have conference coming up. Conference is weeks away. It's really close. I want you to really make sure you're registered, prepared for conference. As we lead into conference, we are talking about encounter. And so we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. And we love the Holy Spirit. We honor the Holy Spirit. We know that God is three in one, and He is three distinct persons, yet completely one at the same time. He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we honor the Godhead, and we honor the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not Junior Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not the third leftover forgotten person. The Holy Spirit is God. And so we want to take some time to really draw near to the Holy Spirit over these next few weeks. The other day, I was looking for Oakland's sleep suit. And especially in winter, he sleeps in a suit. God bless him. And this suit, it's very warm. It's got extra layering. It's blue. It's a onesie. I would love one for myself, but they don't make them for adults. And he wears this to bed. It keeps him super warm and cozy. And I was looking for it. I could not find it anywhere. And I searched his bedroom. I searched the house. I couldn't see it. I was looking in every cupboard. I was dividing the coat hangers, trying to find it, looking in the drawers, looking in the toy basket. I looked everywhere, guys. I looked everywhere. But I needed help. So while I was looking, I did what I do when I can't find something and I need help. I yelled, "Jason, help! I can't find Oakland's sleep suit." And I honestly thought I looked everywhere. And the most amazing thing happened. It was ridiculous. Jason walks straight in, goes to the same closet I've been looking at, goes to the same part of the wardrobe I've been looking in, and without even a moment's hesitation, she pulls out his sleep suit in one go. In one go. And I'm thinking, what kind of magic is this? What is going on? This is a classic situation for Jess and I. I have what you call a man look. I cannot find things. Jessen can find things like this. It's unbelievable. But you know, we all need help, and sometimes I don't know what brings you to a point where you need help. Maybe it's in different circumstances. You find, you know, I need help here. And then the question is, where do you go for, or where do you go to for help? We're all going to find ourselves needing help. And maybe you go to Google for help. Maybe when you're trying to diagnose them, don't do this when you're trying to diagnose, you maybe got a snotty nose and you go to Google to diagnose it and it tells you something horrible that's not true, don't Google it. Where do you go to for help? You ever done that? Yeah. Where do you go to for help? Do you call mum, dad? Where do you go to for help? And there's lots of sources that can help us. But I really want to encourage you, imagine if all day, any day, every day, rather than going to a person or Google or a book, imagine if you had help available to you all the time, and that help was God Himself. Imagine if you're in a meeting, you're in a business meeting, and you're working through something with the team, and you're trying to come to a conclusion, and people are relying on you, there's pressure, and you need to find some kind of wisdom to help make a tough decision or bring clarity where there's confusion. Imagine if you had a helpline straight to God. Imagine if you got your child and your child is in a tricky situation, maybe throwing a tantrum, maybe in a situation where they're trying to work out their friendship circles and they're hanging with people that maybe we're not sure about and we're trying to have wisdom on how to explain that to them. Maybe a child comes to you and they ask you a difficult question you're not sure of the answer to or how to respond. Maybe you've got a friend in your world who doesn't know God and is really searching, and they're asking some tricky questions. They're asking some searching questions about God, about life, and you're there trying to wonder how to respond, what to say. Imagine if every time you're in a situation like that, you could go straight to God and ask for help. Well, church, this is who the Holy Spirit is and what He does in our lives. The Holy Spirit is our helper. And you and I can have access and daily ongoing help from the Holy Spirit. In big things, in small things, we have the Holy Spirit with us. The Holy Spirit is God with us. So I want you to turn to the book of John. Go to the book of John, chapter 14, 15 to 18. And here Jesus is soon to die, he's soon to rise, he's soon to depart. John 14, funnily enough, is just before John 15. And in John 15, Jesus talks about the vine. And Jesus talks about, remain in me and I'll remain in you and you will bear much fruit. Just before John 14, in John 13, Jesus talks about how he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so we come into this context of John 14 and Jesus is talking to the disciples and this is what he says. You got your Bible? Grab it. We've got a big Bible for you on the screen. We're going to look at that together now. Look at John 14, 15 to 17. It says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, that sounds pretty like, I don't know, like controlling. Like it sounds a bit interesting. If you love me, keep my commandments. It's Jesus being very clear here. Thing we need to understand about this is that the gift of the counselor or parakletos, which means advocate, helper, is given to the Father to those who love and obey Jesus. Who is the Holy Spirit given to? To those who love and obey Jesus. It is not given to the spiritually elite. It is not given to a special club. It is not given to certain people. It is given to those who love and obey Jesus. And this is not that the love and obedience merits the gift of the Holy Spirit. But it is to mean that those that have a relationship with God, where they love God and they are living in a way where they are following Jesus, where we're living by the word of God, where we've made God Lord, that's who the Father gives the Holy Spirit to. So, Jesus is talking to the disciples that they will receive the Holy Spirit. What you need to remember is the disciples did not follow Jesus perfectly. They followed Jesus imperfectly, but they did follow. They didn't follow Jesus as they should, but they did follow. They didn't love Jesus perfectly, but they did love him. We know that the disciples, they were very ordinary, very dull at times, very much imperfect people. At the time of Jesus' greatest need, where he needed them to stand in prayer with him before he went to the cross, they fell asleep. They abandoned him as he was taken by the Roman soldiers. They fled. When he needed their support, they fled. This is Peter, who denied Jesus three times. Listen to me. Loving and obeying is not about perfection. It's about a heart posture that is saying, Lord, I love you, Jesus, and I want to follow you and live according to your will and your ways. And that's who the Holy Spirit is given to. The Father gives the Holy Spirit to those who love and obey Jesus. And then we see that, look at the scripture again, it says, and I, being Jesus, will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Okay, so note that this, it says that Jesus asks and the Father gives the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not something you conjure up. Receiving the Holy Spirit and then the gifts of the Holy Spirit, things like speaking in tongues, is not something you conjure up. It is something that is given, but it's something that we receive by faith. Jesus asks, the Father gives, and we receive. So you can be confident. If you're feeling unsure, do I have the Holy Spirit? And how do I get filled with the Holy Spirit? You don't need to strive. You don't need to trick God. You just need to receive it. Jesus asks, the Father gives, and we receive as disciples of God. We receive the Holy Spirit. Then it says, look at the scripture again. It says, he will send you, give you another, which would imply that Jesus was the helper to the disciples, and now the Holy Spirit is another helper, which would also tell us, listen, it would tell us that what Jesus was to the disciples, the Holy Spirit is to the church. We do not have any less of God than the disciples did when Jesus walked the earth. We have the same amount of God. We have the Holy Spirit. Come on, church. We have the Holy Spirit. He's with us. He is God with us. And just like Jesus would comfort, teach, prove the world wrong according to sin and righteousness, just the way Jesus guided the disciples into truth, the way he came alongside them, in the same way that Jesus did that, so is the Holy Spirit here for us to do that, to teach us, to comfort, to guide us into truth, to convict us of sin, to come alongside us, to bring wisdom when we need it. What Jesus was to the church, the Holy Spirit. What Jesus was to the disciples, the Holy Spirit is to the church. We read on, another helper, to be with you forever. Forever. Think about that. Forever, ever? Forever, ever? You know that song? Forever? Yes. We've been given the Holy Spirit and He will never leave us. Oh, this is such good news, church. You are never, ever alone. You ever felt alone? You ever had that feeling of aloneness? Sometimes I have this feeling. And not because I don't have amazing people around me, but sometimes in the role of a senior pastor, there can be moments where I feel alone, where Jess and I do feel a sense of there are things that we carry and sometimes things you got to do, decisions you got to make that can feel lonely. And that's normal. That's a normal thing. You might have situations in your world where you feel lonely. As a mum, you might feel lonely, like the challenge of raising children and juggling a household and all these things and working at the same time. If you're doing that, that can feel lonely at times. Maybe you're single and there are days where you feel alone. Well, this scripture says that the Holy Spirit is with us forever. Church, you are never, ever alone. You have the Holy Spirit with you. He is with us forever. People might leave, jobs might leave, money might leave, things might leave, but the Holy Spirit never leaves. He will never forsake you, never turn away from you. If you are received Christ and you are living with God, you have the Holy Spirit and He will never leave you nor forsake you. You're stuck with Him forever, stuck. And it's the best person you can be stuck with. There's some people you don't want to be stuck with, but the Holy Spirit is the guy you want to be stuck with and He's with us forever. Let's look at this scripture one last time. It says, even the Spirit of truth. It goes on and says, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, meaning that the world didn't see Jesus for who He was or know Jesus for who He was. So in the same way they didn't know who Jesus was, they don't and won't know who the Holy Spirit is, because Jesus and the Holy Spirit are God. They are distinct, but they are God. The Spirit of truth. Come on, everyone say truth. So good. I love that. That was really good, Manly. Amazing. Incredible. Silverwater, that was good. Yeah, I love that. Jesus will guide you into truth, and so will the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide us into truth, which means He exposes lies. He destroys darkness, and He brings light. And every lie, listen, every lie that is spinning around in your head, the Holy Spirit can bring truth into those lies and destroy the power of every lie, every generational curse, everything that is hovering over your mind today. Listen to me. When you are filled, the Holy Spirit will guide you into truth. And He'll do it piece by piece, stage by stage, level by level. He'll get down into the root system of your thinking and your life, where He starts to reveal lies that you've got in your head and heart, maybe from when you were a child. You've picked up some lies. The Holy Spirit guides us into truth, and the truth sets us free. Amen. And then look what it says at the end. I lied one last time in the scripture. Look at this. For He dwells with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit is with us and He lives in us. The Holy Spirit, look what it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16. It says, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? 2 Timothy 1:14, it says, by the Holy Spirit who dwells where? Within us. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? In you. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Church, the Holy Spirit is God with us. He is Emmanuel. He's living in our hearts. You never need fear because you have the Holy Spirit with you. You can rely on Him. You can talk to Him. You can cry out to Him at any point. So, here's what I want to ask you to do over this next 4 weeks. I'd love you to practice asking the Holy Spirit for help. If you're at work, if you're at home, when you're going to sleep, if you're having trouble sleeping, if you're afraid about something, if you need to make a decision about something, I want to encourage you over this next 4 weeks, let's practice, let's get really good at asking the Holy Spirit for help. He is the helper. Church, let me pray for you as we close. Why don't you all look to God, reach out, stay in your seat, that's fine, but why don't you reach out to God? The team's with us. Ben, if you're not there, I want you to join me right now, and we're going to get ready. We're going to spend some time with the Holy Spirit in just a moment. But first, let me pray. Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are God with us. You're with us forever. We are not alone. And we thank you, Lord, we can rely on you. We have access to you for help. And we thank you, God, that your help flows into every life today. Father, those that are feeling lonely, they sense your presence today, that they are not alone. They have the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, do what only you can do in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. They all said, come on, church, a good loud amen. 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 Hey, love you heaps. I'm going to hand over to the team. See you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today. If you want to know more about Jesus, about our church, or if you're in Sydney and would like to plan a visit, head to our website, c3syd.church, and find a C3SYD location near you. You can also follow us on Instagram at c3.syd. Subscribe to our messages on YouTube and listen to our podcast too. See you soon.